Man, this journey of healing is just something else. It really is just such a wild and dynamic experience. So far, there have been tears of profound sadness, but there have also been tears of profound joy. And I think the most fascinating thing about this so far is that the tears of profound sadness are really a result of looking at all the things that I ever wanted to have be different that can't be different. Things that I tried to control and I tried to force and I tried to manipulate to make different. When I say manipulate, I don't mean in like a negative way. I just mean, you know, something that I learned is that trust and control are opposite sides of the same coin, and when trust is broken, a person learns dynamics of control to feel a sense of safety. And I learned a whole heck of a lot of that, and it's been a very wild experience. The profound joy has really been a result of breaking past perceived limitations that I previously thought I had to live with. There's a book that I haven't entirely finished reading yet called Mindset. I believe it's Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. It's something like that. I think that's what it is. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that it's Mindset. And the author is Carol S. Dweck. And she talks about having a fixed mindset versus having a growth mindset. Fixed mindset being, you know, seeing in terms of limitations that you pretty much can't grow as a human. You can't become better than you were. Having a growth mindset is all about the opposite. Seeing the capacity for growth, seeing the capacity to become better and all that stuff. And that's what's really cool about it. And so really the tears of profound joy are just from like me actually seeing myself underneath all of the layers of conditioned belief systems that I was raised with. Everything that I learned was Chris, which actually never was Chris. And it's just such a cool experience to watch myself grow and watch myself evolve. One of the most important things that I've learned on my journey of healing has been that of boundaries, specifically. And not just, you know, like when you say yes or no to somebody, right? But it also has to do with just realizing that your frame, right? The frame of a person, frame being another, it's kind of like synonymous with boundaries, right? Where a person begins and where they end, right? You know, so many times when people are in social situations, social settings, what they find themselves doing is maybe arguing with another person, right? And that person is just like throwing themselves at them. And, you know, when a person doesn't really have boundaries, right? And they don't have that sense of self-differentiation, that separateness between them and the other person, they have a really hard time basically recognizing what the difference between themselves and the other person is. And with that, they're going to have a hard time, you know, whenever the person tries to, like, give them their shit, they're gonna have a really hard time, you know, not taking it. Like, basically, like, understanding, okay, that's your shit, not mine. It's really important to have that. It really is, because when you do have that, you actually, like, you don't take on other people's stuff, and that's just really, really hugely important. What I'm really excited about moving forward for myself in life is really just, like, not settling. Having so much respect for myself that I don't tolerate stupid shit from people. Not only that, but also, like, you know, with self-respect comes standards. I've really been realizing that I want to live a consistent 5-star experience of life. That's really what it's about. And I realized that throughout my entire life, I've been labeling people as 5 stars when they're not 5 stars. They're not even 4 stars or 3 stars. You know, I've been labeling 1-star people as 5 stars, you know, and it's just, it's not, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. It's so fascinating. Healing is such a wild experience. It really is so dynamic. It really, it shows you yourself. It shows you who you are as a person. And that is underneath all of the layers of, you know, conditioning and everything that everyone around you laid on you and gave to you and, you know, all that. And just, like, realizing that you're actually, like, not any of that. Like, how wild is that? Like, to realize that you're not actually any of that, you know? Like, you're just, you're everything underneath that. But also, like, you get to decide who you are. When it gets real quiet, when it gets real silent, when you stop hearing noise from everyone else, and you just focus on yourself, right? Then, you know, what is there? You know, there's you, there's the self. And this is what a lot of people didn't get in childhood. In childhood, they got a bunch of, you know, shoulds and shouldn'ts and this, that, and the other, and suppression and, you know, repression and all that stuff. And it's just like, it really is a wild experience to heal. Like, it's incredible, because healing is essentially a returning to self. And I really like to see it that way, because, you know, so many people through traumatic events were very, very much pulled away from themselves. They were taken away from themselves. They didn't get to develop what they needed to be. Actually, I think that this is Freudian psychology, but to be in a healthy ego state, you know, it's possible for damage to occur to a person's ego, which is actually what trauma is. Trauma is damage to a person's ego, and it's, you know, it's basically the fracturing, you know. It's like just the marring, the scathing, the, you know, the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, tenth degree burns, all that stuff, you know. But it's wild, because, like, of course it makes sense, you know. Trauma is trauma because it's a disfiguring, you know. Like, well, you were in this state, but then that was ripped apart at this age. It was ripped apart for different reasons. And it's just such a fascinating thing. It really is. Like, when you think about it, it's such a fascinating process. A person's ego state getting deformed, and therefore them getting deformed, and therefore them learning unhealthy patterns of behavior, and then them continuing to, you know, repeat those patterns of behavior that are unhealthy, right? And that's really what everything is, just the whole process and journey of life for a person who's been traumatized but doesn't actually, you know, and they're not good or bad or right or wrong, right? But a person that doesn't actually put in the work to, you know, look at themselves and go in themselves and, you know, just heal. Like, it's wild. Things just stay the same. They always do, and they always will. It doesn't change. It really doesn't. It's such a fascinating process. It really is. to be disfigured, and then to seek yourself, to find yourself, and then heal. What a wild thing. What a wild process. What a wild journey. Thank you all for stopping in. Take care.